The Vermont Medical Society has dropped its opposition to the state's Death with Dignity law. At the group's annual meeting this month, the members adopted a resolution that says doctors have a right to decide if they should assist their patients in ending their lives. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The Vermont Medical Society represents many of the state's physicians, and it opposed the state's aid in dying law when it was debated in the State House. And the organization never updated its official policy on end-of-life care after the law passed in 2013. Vermont Medical Society President Trey Dobson says the new policy recognizes that doctors have the legal right to help a patient end his or her life, and that the society is committed to supporting physicians when they're considering that option.
It's not to create an opinion on one side on whether or not end-of-life care should involve the use of physician-assisted death, but it does emphasize the need for a lot of resources to be given towards patients that are at the end of life.
Since the law passed, Dobson says the medical society has supported doctors who help patients end their life, but the official policy was never updated. He says the vote at the annual meeting this month was almost unanimously in favor of ending the society's opposition to end-of-life care.
Most doctors went into medicine to end suffering. And with the passage of the law, it allows for another way to end suffering, a way that's controversial. But the law's here, and we want to make sure that the resources are available to both the physicians and the patients to make the right decision and have the most support in that decision.
Guy Page is advocacy director for the Vermont Alliance for Ethical Healthcare, which opposes Vermont's physician-assisted suicide law. Page says the group supports the policy change because it doesn't stress the ethics behind a doctor's decision, but only recognizes the change in state law that allows doctors to prescribe lethal medication at the end of life.
This merely says it's legal. Well, everyone knew that it was legal. So this is if anything, is more of a protection for those doctors.
The policy change makes the Vermont Medical Society the ninth state chapter of the American Medical Association to drop its opposition to medical aid in dying legislation. And Vermont Medical Society Executive Vice President Jessup Barnard says similar discussions are taking place across the country.
Other states are looking to states where it has been legalized to see what their medical associations are doing. Is there considering taking positions on whether their state should legalize it if they haven't? And the American Medical Association is in the midst of deciding whether they should update their position of opposing legal aid in dying.
Doctors in five other states and in the District of Columbia are allowed to write prescriptions for patients who choose to end their own life. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.